Yes, it's good news that at least some of the business is going to be saved, and that there will be a management buyout. I understand it's just over 200 jobs. That's great news for those people, but obviously their colleagues who've lost their jobs will still be in a terrible situation. And I was really glad that the jobs fair I organised today, lots of those former employees of the Mark Group came along, and we're hoping that they might have been able to at least get interviews and hopefully find jobs from the event today. I mean, we had a whole range of companies from Santander, HSBC, TNT, legal companies, companies giving advice about energy efficiency. They are looking for all kinds of people, from customer service to sales, admin. We also had some warehouse jobs there as well. So, and those companies said, look, even if people haven't got training in the banking sector, you know, we can provide that. What we're looking for is people with a broad skill set, and they were very enthusiastic. As I said, you know, I'm never a sort of person who counts my chickens before they hatch, but I hope that at least some people will have been able to at least get an interview from today's event. People are still shocked, upset, and worried. You know, people have got bills to pay, and you know, that the pressure on their money is right here and right now. Some people, you know, told me it's, you know, the second or third time they've been made redundant. People are worried with Christmas coming up. But it's still really shock and people feeling very upset.